just broke up with my girlfriend, Lori. She wants to see other people, and I hate company. We didn't have enough in common. Lori likes to go dancing. I like to stomp my foot till I get some feeling back. I used the expression ahead of schedule. Lori preferred the word premature. Of course, we had to go to Facebook, change our relationship status. I have it's complicated. Lori has no, it ain't. This is the second time we've broken up. First time I caught her Googling assisted living. We met in a grocery store. My mind was wandering. I accidentally bumped into Lori. Lori got annoyed, said, WTF. Said, no, AARP. For our first date, we went out to dinner, or as Lori called it, lunch. I wanted to be fair with Lori, so I told her I was older than I looked. She said, that's not possible. Our first night together was a disaster. Lori believes in the zombie apocalypse, and I forgot to tell her I sleepwalk. The sex was great. The bedroom could get noisy. I'd be yelling, sweet Jesus. Lori would yell, God, why hast thou forsaken me? And of course, at some point, the nurse yells, clear. That's what's known as a triage à trois. Lori loved role-playing in the bedroom. Once for four nights in a row, she was a different golden girl. Another time, she was Catwoman and I was Batman. Well, Alfred. A couple of nights later, she was Jackie Kennedy and I was Alfred. I just owned the one suit. In my favorite fantasy, Lori did a strip tease while I yelled at her to get off my front yard. Sometimes we skipped foreplay, went right to intercourse. We called that the senior citizen discount. Some nights didn't go well in the bedroom. Lori didn't hesitate to let me know. One morning I woke up and my body was outlined in chalk. There were pennies in my eyes. Lori came up with a new position. It's a variation on the reverse cowgirl. It's called the reverse mortgage. There's a lot of paperwork involved. You would... kind of boring, quite frankly. One girlfriend got pissed off when we broke up. I don't own a car, so she keyed a Metro bus. My very first date ever was my sophomore year in high school, the Sadie Hawkins Day dance. Girl asked me out because she heard I was easy. I started that rumor. That was back when I was proactive. I reached my sexual peak 40 years ago. I'm down to one shade of gray. Two shades if I catch a nap in the afternoon. I love my fucking naps. I take one 15-minute nap every hour. I call that rebooting. Sex is still exciting. I never know what's going to happen first, the orgasm or the foot cramp. You want to get them both at the same time. I once dated a lady who wore camouflage pajamas and slept on camouflage bed sheets. Instead of foreplay, I had to go on reconnaissance. I was in bed with a cheerleader, and she whispered in my ear, "Give me the D." I whispered in her ear, "D," then waited for the next letter. So, I'm back on the dating scene. I'm looking for a rich widow woman. I want to spend my twilight years to some lady's geezer toy. A geezer toy is like a boy toy, but with shorter hours. A lady asked me if I wanted to participate in a polyamorous relationship, which involves multiple partners. I said, sure, but we're going to need name tags. I participated in senior speed dating. Now, in regular speed dating, you're sitting at a table with a woman, a bell rings, you move to another table. In senior speed dating, you're sitting at a table with a woman, a bell rings, you wake up, you yell at whoever keeps ringing that goddamn bell. Trying to take a nap here, pal. I'd love to be married. And at 72 years old, I'm ready to make a lifetime commitment. I want to be either married or adopted. One of y'all choose. I don't care.
I'm at the archery range. I had little field tips on my arrows. I shot my bow and arrow for about an hour. Put them in the back of the truck, drove home. Got to the house, took the bow and arrows out of the back of the truck, and I'm walking up the driveway, and right there is one of my son's old basketballs just laying in the dirt. And I thought to myself, wonder if a fella could shoot an arrow through a basketball. I took an arrow. I drew back. Okay, y'all. I could have done this 10,000 times and I'd have popped that basketball. But because I had field tips on my arrows, when the arrow hit the basketball, it hit one of the seams so perfectly, the arrow shot straight back up and the knock laid my cheek open right here. I got a flap of skin hanging, I'm bleeding, I walk in the house and Gail's like, what the hell? I said, his basketball was right there. You know what, you tell me what grown man wouldn't have looked at that basketball and thought to himself, I wonder if I can shoot an arrow through a basketball. She goes, I'll tell you who, Bill. Nobody. Nobody but you. You're like a 9-year-old. I swear to God you're going to put me in a home. And I'm like, do you think we can finish this later? Because I'm feeling a little lightheaded right now. So she gives me a dish towel. I'm holding this flap of skin against my face. It's soaked with blood. She's driving me to the hospital. Of course, the whole way there is just... And I kept thinking, why couldn't the arrow have hit me in the ear? We get to the hospital. I walk through the emergency room doors and I hear, good God, the dumbest man on the planet is back. You are putting my kids through college. It's like where we live right now, behind our house is about a 40, 50 acre plot of woods. And beyond that's another neighborhood, but I don't know those folks. Probably for their benefit. But my next door neighbor on the other side, Luke, he puts a game camera out in the woods behind our house, and he takes pictures of the deer and elk and bear that walk by, and then he posts it on his Facebook page. Well, one night I got an idea. I thought it'd be funny if I got a Bigfoot outfit. Come on, that's genius. I'd get that Bigfoot outfit and walk in front of his game camera like, just to be there when he's going through his pictures. He goes, yeah, that's an elk, that's a bear, there's Bigfoot, there's, oh my God. Well, what we've learned here tonight is that when I get an idea, I don't really think it through. I just kind of roll with it. So I went into town, went to the costume shop, but they did not have a Bigfoot outfit. I know. But they did have a movie quality Batman outfit. And I remember thinking, that is a gift from God right there. How much funnier would that be? He's flipping through his pictures and there's Batman? Hell yes. And this thing was awesome. It had the cape, the mask, the little eyepieces, the shorts, the tool belt, the tights, the boots, everything. Gloves. And so I wanted to do it at night. So the picture was kind of grainy, so he couldn't really see it was me. Last June, I'm sitting in my den, 6 o'clock in the evening, dressed as Batman. And Gail walked by. And I could tell by the look on her face, she did not comprehend what was about to go down. And she said, are you going to tell me? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. I said, you know how Luke puts that game camera in the woods behind the house? She goes, yeah. I go, I thought it'd be funny if I got a Bigfoot outfit. And she goes, Bill, no. And I go, I went to town. They did not have a Bigfoot outfit. She goes, thank God. I said, but they had this bitchy Batman outfit. And I remember thinking, how much funny would that be? He's flipping through his pictures and there's Batman. Yeah, that's going to be funny. She goes, Bill, no. I go, listen, I know funny. It's my job. On a funny scale, 1 to 10, 30. She goes, I can't talk you out of this, can I? I go, nope. She goes, okay. She goes, but wait a minute. It's only 6. It don't get dark for a couple hours. Why are you dressed like Batman now? I said, good question. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to be honest. Who has not wanted to have sex with Batman? And she goes, okay, not only no, but hell no. I said, why not? And she goes, I'll be happy to tell you why not. She said, let's say we do this. And I kind of get into it. She goes, where does it stop? I said, I don't follow you. She goes, yes, you do. Because if I say yes to this, you'll be out there buying Green Lantern outfits. You'll be buying Spider-Man outfits. You're going to want me dressed like Catwoman. And the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, I ain't really heard a reason not to yet. Well, that didn't happen. Well, it gets dark and I book it out in the woods. Well, I get out in the middle of these pitch black woods and the thought occurs to me, I don't really know where Luke's game camera is. So now I'm just a grown man dressed like Batman in the woods in the middle of the night. This is a news story waiting to happen. Well, you know when you get out in the woods and it's dark and you start hearing things and your mind starts playing tricks on you? I start flipping out. I'm like, oh my God, Bill, this is bad, 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 bad. What if you get killed by a mountain lion? What if a pack of wolves tears you in half? How are they going to tell your kids? The great love of my life, I met in a bar. We met when I fell off my bar stool. She was already on the floor. One night that lady asked me to spank her. I asked her why. She said, I'm into discipline. So instead of spanking her, I made her go stand in the corner. Who's your grandpa? That was a difficult relationship.
She had multiple personalities, and I'm bad with names. Like any drunk, I thought I could manage my drinking. I remember after one particularly rough weekend, on Monday, I decided I would only drink after dark. Tuesday, I bought curtains. In college, I wrote a paper entitled The History of Public Intoxication in the United States of America from Colonial Times to Early This Morning. I flunked out of college twice. First time because I was a drunk. Second time I was sober, but the shit was hard. I had a favorite drinking game. My favorite drinking game was called Leave Me the Fuck Alone. Rules were real simple. All you needed was a pack of Marlboro Reds and a Jack Daniels on the rocks. Actually, that's all I needed. All you needed was to leave me the fuck alone. I love drinking during the holidays. I'd get drunk and go trick-or-treating. Every holiday, I would get drunk and go trick-or-treating, which made for an odd Arbor Day in my neighborhood. I would get drunk before the show. Not my show, Good Morning America. I was on what I call my military diet, Captain Morgan and Captain Crunch. I got arrested for drunk driving. Not only was I drunk, but I've been smoking hash. When I took the breathalyzer test, I inhaled, tried to pass it to the cop. YOLO. So I was arrested, pled guilty. For my community service, I left the community. My first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting did not go well. I mean, it's anonymous, right? I wore a ski mask.
And COVID wasn't just all about medical issues either. COVID had forced a lot of us to reevaluate our marriages. I know where you are. I'm one of them. My lovely bride and I have been married for 40 years. Thank you. But let me tell you something. The reason we've been married for 40 years is because I go away. I often tell her I'm the perfect husband. I go on the road, pick up a check, come home, drop it off, leave again. But COVID hit, and now we're together 24/7, and we had a little adjusting to do. I learned a lot about Gail that I didn't know. You would think after 40 years of marriage, I'd know everything there is to know about that woman. But I learned a lot. I learned that she's addicted to Bed Bath & Beyond. And I think they ought to call it Bed Bath & Beyond Your Budget. She just buys crap. One day she came in and she goes, "We need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond." I said, "For what?" And she goes, "I need to get clothes hangers." I said, "Don't we get them free from the cleaners?" She goes, "No, I need the special kind. And you ladies will know what I'm talking about." She said, "I need the kind with the velvet on them." I said, "For what?" She goes, "So it keeps my dress from falling off." I go, "That's been our problem for 40 years. My other favorite was, she goes, "We need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond." I go, "Now for what?" And she goes, she said, "I need to get guest towels." I go, "For what?" She goes, "So when people stay with us, Bill, they have towels they can use." I said, "Well, here's a thought. We have a washer and dryer. And those folks don't live with us, so they don't know that our regular towels ain't our guest towels." And if they bitch about it, screw them, they can go stay at the Hilton. I said, you're just buying crap. She goes, well, you buy crap at Bass Pro Shop. I said, no, ma'am. I buy essential items at Bass Pro Shop. She goes, like what? And I said, like, I need a cooler that knows whether to keep my beer cold or my coffee hot. That's essential. She goes, you're an idiot. I go, I'll be an idiot with a cold beer. That's what I'll be. But it's just weird to see how she was acting during COVID. And I swear, if I didn't know better, I think she was pregnant. Because she was nesting, I swear. I would get a cup of coffee, take two sips of it, set it down on the stool, and walk three steps away, and she goes, are you done with that? Well, there's three quarters of it left. There's still steam coming off it, so I'm going to go, no, Alex. She goes, well, you know where to put it when it's done. I go, right, we throw it out in the street. She goes, no, you put it in the dishwasher, and put it in the dishwasher right. I go, what do you mean right? She goes, I didn't know this, fellas. Did you know this? That there is a wrong way and a right way to load a dishwasher. See? I didn't know that. One night we had dinner, and we finished dinner, and I took my plate and my silverware, and I walked to the dishwasher, put them in there, shut the dishwasher. Here comes Gail right behind me. Opens up, starts rearranging. I said, what are you doing? She goes, you put them in there wrong. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, Bill, you can't put bowl, plate, cup, bowl, plate. I go, why not? She goes, they won't get clean. I said, have you ever actually been inside a dishwasher? Here's something else I didn't know, gang. Did you know that women can have a bad day and blame the whole day on their hair? I didn't know that. One day during COVID, Gail was in a pissy mood. God, she was in a pissy mood. And I said, what's wrong with you, honey? She goes, oh, the girl that cut my hair did it all wrong. I can't get it right, and it just ruined the whole damn day. I was like, wow. Bella couldn't get away with that. Bella couldn't have a bad wiener day. What? We do. Some days it looks good, doesn't it, boys? That's right. You want to slap a leash on it and walk it around the block. Then other days, maybe it was cold. You slept on it wrong. Man, couldn't blame a whole damn day on it, though. It's like, Jimmy, what's wrong with you? Ah, I'm having a bad wiener day. What happened? Ah, I took a shower, fell asleep on the couch. It was still wet. I can't do nothing with it. I'm going to guarantee you right now there's somebody in this theater going, that is a bored human being right there. This is another thing I learned. My lovely wife, like, she has to say things out loud. That's how she gets them straight in her head. Perfectly fine if you know that's going down. But we'll be in the car, and I'm driving, and this is what I'll hear. Okay, I need to go to the cleaners. I need to make a hair appointment. I need to make sure I get my nails done. I'm like, what? And she goes, I'm not talking to you. Fine, I keep driving. Then I hear, okay, do we have dog food? Oh, wait, do we need to pick up those tickets? And do we need to make reservations for dinner tomorrow? And I just keep driving. And she goes, are you going to answer me? Yeah, if I knew who you were talking to. Me or your little imaginary friend down there. This was my other favorite one. The other day she came and she goes, I think you need to get your hearing tested. And I said, what? She goes, see? And I go, I was joking. She goes, no, Bill, I really think you need to get your hearing tested because you don't hear half the stuff I say. And I remember the day I got married, my granddaddy pulled me aside and he said, son, you want the secret to a long and happy marriage? Pick your battles. He said, if you go to war every time, you're going to lose. And I remember thinking, this is a battle. So I said, all right, I'll go get my hearing tested. So I went to the hearing doctor, gave me the test. He goes, your hearing's fine. I said, thank you very much. Went home. Gail said, how'd it go? I said, he said, my hearing's just fine. She said, well, is it you don't hear half the stuff I say? I said, you know, it's funny you bring that up. Because he said that maybe you shouldn't wait till you're at the other end of the house before you start talking to me. Look at the women, fellas. Look at them. Look at them. They know it's in their little bullet in their arsenal right there. I swear to God, Gail and I could be sitting in the same room for 3 hours. Not a word is said. I get up and walk to the other end of the house, and I hear this. Just come on. Now I got to come back in and go, what? See, you're hard of hearing. I go, no, dogs couldn't hear what you were saying.
I am a recovering alcoholic, 34 years sober. Thank you. There were a lot of one-night stands back in the day. Here's how it would go. I would get drunk, meet a woman, go back to my place, have sex, call myself a cab, leave, remember it was my place. I was a quiet drunk. Some people would say passed out. The haters. One night, I got drunk and passed out in a neighbor's front yard. When I came to, I was part of a yard sale. I was a blackout drunk. Now I have senior moments. I can't catch a break. I spent most of my life asking questions to total strangers. Questions like, you tell me, you're the cop. The great love of my life I met in a bar. We met when I fell off my bar stool. She was already on the floor. One night that lady asked me to spank her. I asked her why. She said, I'm into discipline. So instead of spanking her, I made her go stand in the corner. Who's your grandpa? That was a difficult relationship. She had multiple personalities, and I'm bad with names. Like any drunk, I thought I could manage my drinking. I remember after one particularly rough weekend, on Monday, I decided I would only drink after dark. Tuesday, I bought curtains. In college, I wrote a paper entitled The History of Public Intoxication in the United States of America from Colonial Times to Early This Morning. I flunked out of college twice. First time because I was a drunk. Second time I was sober, but the shit was hard. I had a favorite drinking game. My favorite drinking game was called Leave Me the Fuck Alone. Rules were real simple. All you needed was a pack of Marlboro Reds and a Jack Daniels on the rocks. Actually, that's all I needed. All you needed was to leave me the fuck alone.
My wife will never be a tutor. She does not have the patience for it. This would be a typical conversation between me and her. Baby, I don't understand how they got the answer to that math problem. She goes, well, how can I make it any easier? It's right there in front of you in black and white. And I go, I don't care if it's on pink paper with blue polka dots. I don't know how they got that answer. She goes, well, what do you want me to do? I go, tell me how they got the answer. She goes, well, then that'd be cheating and you haven't really learned anything because it's just me doing the math problem, isn't it? So how do we deal with this? I said, here's how we deal with it. You're fired. And then I got a real tutor and he got me through it. But here was my question. I was getting a Christian studies major. Why does a Christian studies major even need a math class? Right? All I need to know is there was 12 apostles, 10 commandments, he spent 3 days in a grave. Boom, aced it. And I did the whole thing online for two reasons. One, because I was still touring. But two, I didn't want the other kids to know how old I was. But I think I might have blown that when I would ask questions like, what's TikTok? To me, it's sound a clock makes. That's all I know. Well, so what would happen is the professor would email us a problem. We'd do the problem and then email it back to him. One night I got this problem. It said, can you solve for X? And I wrote back, maybe. If you can solve for Y. As in, why the hell do I need to know this mess? When I finally knew I was going to pass the class, I called the professor in his office. I said, I've been wanting to ask you something since I started this class. He said, what's that? And I said, well, my time on this planet's up. And I go to meet St. Peter. I said, is he going to give me a math problem to do? He said, probably not. And I said, so you're telling me then that this university has a stricter admissions policy than heaven does. He didn't find that too funny. But to show you what an idiot I am, while I was still enrolled in college, the college classes, one night Gail and I were lying in bed, and I rolled over to her, and I said, well, I guess you can tell your friends that you're sleeping with a college boy now. She goes, you know what? That's gross. And that right there, my friends, is the difference between men and women. Because there's a lot of reasons why at my age I would not sleep with a college girl. But I can tell you for a fact that gross ain't one of them. And the best thing about taking classes as an adult, if you fail a test, your thought is, hell, I got a job. Tell you what I should have done. Should have taken a class in cell phones and technology. God, I am so far behind the eight ball on this. I know now what my dad felt like when VCRs first came out. Would your parents do that? Just stare at it like, what's that blinking red light? That's the time. You have to set the time. I don't get it. That's me now. I'm telling you all the time. Like a buddy of mine called me. I was in this football pool, and he was ahead of it. And he said, I'm going to Venmo you your money. I said, what? What the hell's Venmo? He goes, that's how I'm going to send you your money. I go, you might as well burn it because I have no idea how to get it. So I don't understand this stuff. The only technology that I really like, and it's amazing to me, is Uber. It's insane. It's magical. I could be anywhere in the world. I can call my wife. 10 minutes later, a car picks me up and takes me to where I want to go, and the guy doesn't ask me for money. It's amazing. And now with these, oh my God, here's the other one. This is the other one that drives me crazy. All these acronyms are using now, nobody talks anymore. It's all in these, like I know what LOL and FYI is, but like other than that, I'm out. If you're under 50 years old and you're texting me, there's a real good chance I have no idea what you're talking about. I texted with my daughter for 3 years before I realized that IDK meant I don't know. I thought it was short for stupid. So I would text her and say, hey, miss you, when are you coming home? She'd put IDK. I'm like, well, stay home then. I don't care if you think I'm stupid. I don't give a damn. Yeah, I would say, we miss you, baby, when are you coming back? And she would type IDK, MU, and the number 2. And I'm like, I'd move. MU to me. And I go, yeah, what the hell is she saying? She's saying, I don't know, but I miss you too. And that was so sweet. And I wish I'd have known that before I wrote her out of the will.